Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 8th of October, recording at 9:17 p.m. And yes, it's still British summertime. Now, first the highlights. The Asian stock markets were mostly steady, although Hong Kong was down a little bit in its consolidation, but the China A-shares reopened after a week's holiday. With strong gains, pushing them up to another new all-time high. Australia was firm. India encountering a little bit of profit taking after its strong run. The European markets were softer here today, just modest declines, well under 1% in most instances on some profit taking. And Wall Street encountering in a very quiet day, a little bit of profit taking. I believe it's the Columbus Day holiday in the U.S. The bond market was closed. Modest losses on the Dow, just 22 points, 5 on the S&P. Well, the NASDAQ, which has been outperforming recently, closed up 7. That's the NASDAQ Composite Index. The bigger news was in currencies. The US dollar index had a good strong rally, and the euro slipped to 140.43, and sterling slipped to 203.5. So that dollar rally, which took a bit of a hit on Friday, recovered most of those declines and more in some instances. Now, precious metals weakened against that background. Remember, from mid-August onwards, they rallied strongly against most currencies before giving up a little bit of that ground recently. And what else to mention here today? Oil, I believe, was weak, yes, down over $2, $2.18 as I speak, at $79.04. And the industrial metals were all a bit lower. Wheat was limit down in here today, so still encountering profit taking. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the worst that can be said is that some indices are overextended and vulnerable to a consolidation. That's hardly a bearish point. They've had a very good run on the upside. No market of any consequence, if any market, is pressuring its August lows. Most of them are well above, and we have seen an increasing number of new highs for the year. The financial shares, all important, have continued to rally generally, and seen some quite good rallies overall. So as long as those August, or in the case of the European bank indices, September lows continue to hold, and I think they will given the gains that we've seen to date, I don't see much trouble. What I do see is a little bit of consolidation in here, so maybe we get a small amount of profit taking, a little bit of sideways ranging before markets strengthen once again. The bond markets are a bit steady, although the U.S. Treasuries took a hit on Friday, but yields are nowhere near there. Highs on long-dated instruments that we have seen earlier in the year. So the global bond market, well, I don't like it. I think that bonds are a better short than a buy at these levels, although I haven't been tempted to rush in because I suspect that investors may focus on the economic slowdown, such as it is, and it's clear in the U.S. and in the European markets in the UK. They may focus on the slowdown and wondering to what extent that will spill over into Asia, only very slightly in my view, helping to curb inflationary pressures. So that remains basically a tailwind for global stock markets, because yields aren't rising enough to worry investors or to create great competition. And might actually still see some further shifting away from the fixed interest sector in favor of equities during the remainder of the year and into 2008. Now, this technical rally for the US dollar can carry on a little further. First, I maintain that it's mostly short covering, and there were some very substantial short positions in the market. That was evident from the trend, taking the US dollar index to an all-time low below its 1990 lows, of course, in the process. Those are the previous all-time lows. And then I reported, oh, at least a week ago, over a week ago, that I noticed that on CNBC some people were talking about traders using the dollar as their carry trade. And that is certainly weighing. Well, it's creating a weight on the dollar, but then created the conditions for a bigger short covering rally. Incidentally, the dollar looks pretty firm against the yen. That looks tradable here, at least while this US dollar rally is taking place. We currently have the dollar yen at 117.41. That's at 41 ticks right now, and I can see that pushing back above 120 in here in the relatively short term. But I don't think this dollar rally has any real legs beyond this short-term short covering move. And behaviorally, keep an eye on, if you watch these financial channels, keep an eye on what the traders say about the greenback. When we begin to get a consensus, I'll try to spot it myself, and I've commented on these before. They're usually very good contrary indicators. If you get a consensus in favor of the dollar moving higher, that will tell you that the shorts have covered, those that are going to cover, and that people are temporarily running long books. And from that point onwards, I think it would just be a matter of seeing the first downward dynamic in the US dollar, and that would probably take it back down to retest its lows, but it may range around for a while. Interestingly, for equity markets, the dollar's rally takes one of the problem areas off the table here temporarily. Remember, I've said before that my greatest concern for stock markets was that the dollar might accelerate downwards, creating a crisis atmosphere. Well, that's not happening, certainly not while it's getting a short covering technical rally. So again, a benign environment there overall. What about the precious metals? Well, I think it's not unreasonable for gold to be getting some sort of consolidation around the region of its 2006 highs, but it is very well underpinned on the charts. We see the exact same action on the Amex Gold Bugs index, which I'll also be posting today shortly after completing this audio. So that looks generally quite steady. It's a little frustrating from a trading standpoint, and those who'd asked about stops, well, you can see that it's a tricky proposition here. There's no rocket science to this. It's a matter of intuition and looking at the technical situation. And trading always requires leverage trading. This is always requires a certain amount of luck, and mainly in the form of consistency rather than too many whipsaw moves overall. This isn't a big whipsaw move, or certainly not at this six not at this stage, and I don't think it is going to get all that much bigger. I will probably be nibbling a little bit at precious metals if they're soft tomorrow, when more of the U.S. traders come back. And that grain and bean complex. Well, I think on wheat, Owen really has had this one taped, because once those the U.K. and I think the French contracts, which he also follows, and he pointed out that classic type one ending on that, when you had the huge acceleration up and then they boiled over. And of course, the U.S. wheat crop which didn't lead the move. The thinner markets in Europe led the move, and once they went into a corrective phase, that was a warning for the US crop, which has lost upward momentum. And I think we probably had a downside midpoint danger line violation. In other words, it's fallen back beyond the midpoint of the last little trading range prior to the new high that we saw. I think it was last month or very early this month. So we've got a correction underway there, although the people who monitor the supply demand situation tell us that this has further to go, and they're probably right, but t in terms of timing, we always want to take our cue from the actual price action, and until this retreat stops, in other words, the limits down that we're seeing give way to some upward dynamics, I would be wary of that market. Inflation pressures, well, we've heard a lot of talk about the inflationary pressures overall, cost of living indices in terms of household bills, if not the statistics that respective governments produce. We've heard a lot of talk about wage cost inflation and indeed, beg your pardon, not wage cost inflation, commodity price inflation. I'll repeat that again. Heard a lot of talk about food price, specifically food price inflation. And we certainly have seen some of that, and we'll see more. But at the moment, these foods are in retreat, and oil's back below the $80 level. So I don't think we have an inflation problem here short term. We will over the intermediate to longer term. But at the moment, as I say, this remains a generally benign environment for equity markets. I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say all the best to all of you.